Our continuing coverage of the deadly shooting rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And joining us now live on WTOP, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who you hear every day here on WTOP to talk about this situation. Dr. Drew, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Boy, this is, this kind of thing takes your breath away. I know everyone is in sort of an alert and agitated state just listening to these stories. But, boy, I got a lot of thoughts about this. This one is far, far different than what we were just talking about in Oregon merely days ago. That pretty clearly was a kid that, for whatever reason, was not connected to reality for a few moments. This is far, far more sinister.
What makes it certainly more shocking is that we're dealing with elementary school students here. So these are students that are going to be living with this for a long time.
We are dealing with someone that came into an environment where he knew people, so there was a goal direction to this. There was something connected to his experience at that school where he felt entitled to kill and maim small children at close range to him, as well as adults. My question, I'm so glad I'm speaking to you guys because I hope our leaders are listening. We need leadership immediately. This is a very unstable circumstance. This is really speaking poorly about the mental health and well-being of our country. We need somebody to calm things down and to speak loudly and clearly about the road ahead, because the divisiveness and the level of stress and tension is coming through with these people who have these liabilities and proclivities. We have to anticipate this in the future, and we need to lead out.
In what way can we lead out to be more effective, in your mind?
First of all, is to be aware of signs of unstable individuals and not be afraid to speak up when someone has mental health issues that could be a liability. Whether they are chronic personality issues or an acute problem, they need immediate attention. Notify authorities. Do not be afraid to call law enforcement. It is for everyone, including the patient's own good. In this case, this is not probably just a patient, although there may be some illness here. This is somebody with long-standing paranoid features, feels justified, feels entitled, feels he's owed something. I suspect that's what we're going to learn about this guy. Again, I don't know for sure. We have no data yet, but I think that's what we're going to hear. And it is time for this country to talk about how we form communities and get along, not how we split and get people to give and people who should have. It's about us forming unified communities and being citizens together, not the divisiveness that we're feeling now.
Now, I'm not asking you to wade into some heavy political issues here, but this is a town that takes action through policy. So I'm curious if you feel that there is something that our leaders here in Washington, in Congress, and in the administration can do through policy changes that can address some of these issues.
I think this is not the time for policy. In fact, I think this is the time for leaders to lead through rhetoric and clarity. The fact that we have not heard from our leaders this far into this crisis is stunning to me. Stunning. As somebody who's concerned about the well-being of that community and our overall well-being and feelings coming out of this, this is a major event in our history. And I've not heard any clear messages that are going to make things better. And it is, we need, I don't care who it is, somebody needs to get on the horn and begin talking and talking people down and letting know that we need to know things are okay. Listen, in this country, not everyone is fully actualized adult. That's relatively uncommon these days. We need people to lead us, and this is that time.
Dr. Drew, we need to ask you about the kids who witnessed this event in some way or another, whether they just simply heard the gunshots or actually saw something. What is it that you say to someone, to a child who has gone through this traumatic event?
First, obviously, this is a community and these are children that will never be the same, particularly the ones that were in proximity. I found it interesting that some of the eyewitness children were being told by police to close their eyes, which was very prescient advice to keep kids from being overly traumatized by what they might have seen. Hats off to the law enforcement that gave that advice to the children. In terms of those that were exposed to immediate trouble, to immediate overwhelming circumstances, they will be inclined not to talk. They'll be inclined to shut down. And it's about there will be professionals made available, no doubt, to these children. And it's about taking advantage of that and getting them to make sense of this, feel in control of their environment, let them know that their family is whole and going to remain whole. But ultimately, they have to make sense of it, make a narrative that is their own, so they can live with this the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. We interviewed a teacher earlier who talked about students. Her students were in the back of the school in a classroom. They went down to the floor. They could clearly hear the gunshots. This has to lead, I would imagine, to some serious consequences, some post-traumatic stress issues down the road.
Well, there will be acute stress for everybody. They will not be right for a while. Post-traumatic stress, which is a often chronic and ongoing cluster of symptoms, may or may not develop. That is sort of dependent on the resiliency, sort of the genetic of the individual, plus whether or not their environment has been safe, whether they've been previously traumatized, and then proximity to the trauma. And obviously, as you get closer to the ground zero where this all went down, the more intense the exposure, the more likely there is to be chronic PTSD. But getting help now, the sooner you get help, the more thorough the help, the less the likelihood, even in a kid that's highly predisposed in immediate proximity to the event, even that child can be prevented from having chronic symptoms properly managed.
And Dr. Drew, we have so many folks who are driving home this afternoon. Their kids may be in the car. They're going to hear about this, or their parents are going to have to explain this event. What do parents say to their kids?
Well, now you're getting back to where I was going with what our leaders need to do for the entire country. They need to behave like parents to their flock here. And we, each of us in our own household, need to do the same, reminding us that it's the macro picture that we're going to take our lesson from. But here we go. Well, you need to reassure kids that they're safe, that their family is whole, and to make them feel in control of their environment. Ask them what they need to feel safe. Some people may want to actually do something, take classes, take self-defense classes. Some depends on the age of the kid, again. But something where they can be reassured that they, in fact, are safe, and, in fact, we are taking action to reclaim control of our environment and that things will be well going forward.
Dr. Drew, we appreciate your time and your perspective as we try to deal with this tragedy out of Newtown, Connecticut. It's going to be weeks and months of discussion in reaction to this.
I got to tell you, I am exorcised by this. I can't stop tearing up. It is one of the most hideous things I have seen in my lifetime. And although I spend all these many hours in the media trying to figure out why somebody opens fire in an Oregon mall, this is something that has far greater implications. This is, we've crossed into a new zone with this.
Shocking situation. Dr. Drew Pinsky joining us live here on WTOP.